Last week, two legislative committees sent back to the DNR board a plan that would have changed some fall deer hunting rules in Wisconsin. Snowmobilers had complained that a proposal to allow a December hunt of antlerless deer north of Highway 8, running roughly from Pembine to St. Croix Falls, would have disrupted their sport. The lawmakers urged no hunting north of Highway 8 during the special season. But DNR staff then proposed only allowing hunting in some deer management units where population estimates show the number of deer needs to be reduced. The DNR says that could be anywhere from 6 to 20 of the roughly 40 units in the area. Meeting by telephone, DNR board member Stephen Willett urged his colleagues to try to please the legislators and accept the new language.
There's just no winning. Everybody's going to be mad, but I think that, you know, it's a compromise that will get through the powers to be over across the street.
The board did okay the new proposal, but some of the folks across the street, meaning in the state capitol, are not satisfied. Dan Johnson is chief of staff to State Senator Neil Kedzie, an Elkhorn Republican who chairs the Senate Natural Resources Committee. Johnson says the DNR board hasn't found a way to satisfy both hunters and snowmobilers.
It's just unfortunate that, you know, folks can't recognize that the state of Wisconsin is a very big sandbox. And if we can all just sort of get along and play by these rules, I think you're going to see a lot more compromise and consensus. But what we have now is almost a continuation of this rift.
Johnson says Senator Kedzie will talk with Assembly Natural Resources Chair Scott Gunderson and map out what to do next. The DNR says it needs to have a final plan within 2 weeks. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.